Friday, April 19th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith with which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? You are far from my plea and the cry of my distress. O my God, I call by day and you give no reply. I call by night and I find no peace. Yet you, O God, are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you set them free. When they cried to you, they escaped. In you they trusted and never in vain. But I am a worm and no man, scorned by men, despised by the people. All who see me deride me. They curl their lips, they toss their heads. He trusted in the Lord. Let him save him. Let him release him if this is his friend. Yes, it was you who took me from the womb and trusted me to my mother's breast. To you I was committed from my birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not leave me alone in my distress. Come close. There is none else to help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 22. Many bulls have surrounded me, fierce bulls of Bashan close in on me. Against me they open wide their jaws, like lions rending and roaring. Like water I am poured out, disjointed are all my bones. My heart has become like wax, it is melted within my breast. Parched as burnt clay in my throat, my tongue cleaves to my jaws. Many dogs have surrounded me, a band of the wicked beset me. They tear holes in my hands and my feet, and lay me in the dust of earth, a dust of death. I can count every one of my bones. These people stare at me and gloat. They divide my clothing among them. They cast lots for my robe. O Lord, do not leave me alone. My strength, make haste to help me. Rescue my soul from the sword, my life from the grip of these dogs. Save my life from the jaws of these lions, my poor soul from the horns of these oxen. I will tell of your name to my brethren and praise you where they are assembled. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 22. You who fear the Lord, give him praise. All sons of Jacob, give him glory. Revere him, Israel's sons, for he has never despised nor scorned the poverty of the poor. From him he has not hidden his face, but he heard the poor man when he cried. You are my praise in the great assembly. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and shall have their fill. They shall praise the Lord, those who seek him. May their hearts live forever and ever. All the earth shall remember and return to the Lord. All families of the nations worship before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's. He is the ruler of the nations. They shall worship him, all the mighty of the earth. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust. And my soul shall live for him, my children serve him. They shall tell of the Lord to the generations yet to come, declare his faithfulness to peoples yet unborn. These things the Lord has done. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Father, when your Son was handed over to torture and seemed abandoned by you, he cried out to you from the cross. And death was destroyed. Life was restored. By his death and resurrection, may we see the day when the poor man is saved, the downtrodden is lifted, and the chains that bind people are broken. United to the thanks that Christ gives you, your church will sing your praises. And repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this midday is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 through 28. All of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with him. There does not exist among you Jew or Greek, slave or free man, male or female. All are one in Christ Jesus. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia. In our concluding prayer, let's pray, Father, by the love of your Spirit, may we who have experienced the grace of the Lord's resurrection rise to the newness of life and joy. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.